to send someone in here to get us. I kissed her over my shoulder while her hand wandered down my hip, brushing my erection before she jumped off me, darting away with a laugh. Aurora pulsed in her ring, and what she was offering was clear. But I knew that once the little sex pot got started, it wasn't going to end with a single blowjob. Ming threw on a dress and sat down at a mirror to make herself presentable. Seeing her nearly ready, I moved to get dressed myself. As I washed myself with a rag and put on a robe, I had to pause and wonder about my rings. The seventh rank was far away. Even with as much progress as I'd been making, jumping from the sixth to the seventh rank in a short amount of time was impossible. It was likely that this sixth ring would be my last for many years, so it was even more important I make good use of the ring. I still wasn't sure which mana beast would be right. And the white-haired girl Bai, daughter of the mysterious Zhao Bai, came to mind, but I also knew she was a free spirit and unlikely to become my last ring. I would just have to find someone else.
You ready?
Ming asked, brushing out the last of her hair before her brush disappeared back into her spatial ring. Ready. I tightened the belt of my martial robe and held my arm out for her. She hooked around in it, blushing and pulling herself close.
I know this isn't the first for you, but thank you for making it special.
I kissed her one more time before opening the door and walking out. It was a lovely night, but we have so much more time together.
This way.
Ming pulled me in the opposite direction from where I'd turned and headed.
This has become complex with our two families. The large ancient families haven't mixed together in a very long time.
She continued after a pause.
I know my father and your mother seemed to get along last night, but we'll see what the morning has to offer.
She pulled me through the enormous palace that her family called home at the center of Blue Heavens. The leafless trees that were iconic to their home and representative of their phoenix heritage were everywhere. I thought they were an eyesore, but they were representative of her family's bloodline, so they held extra value. We wandered through the compound until the passage opened up to a high, vaulted ceiling room with pillars on either side leading out to gardens. In the center, both of our families sat separately but chatted together. Each of them had a small lounging area with a low back couch and a low table. Ming's father, whom I'd only met the night before, was surrounded by four beauties. Given the strength of his bloodline and that he was a male, he'd sought the best chances to continue the Feng family's bloodline. In the immortal world, ancient families rose and fell by the strength of their bloodlines. That one of his wives had produced Ming was enough to keep the Feng family running for another generation.
Daughter.
One of the beauties clapped with a smile.
You kept us waiting almost until lunch.
Her father grumbled, but couldn't hold back a smile. Ming's mother chided him with a playful slap and a giggle. It was clear where Ming got her beauty from.
You nearly made your father wait until dinner on our wedding night.
The group laughed while my eyes drifted over to the other side where my father and mother cuddled close together, restoring a connection that had long been strained by distance.
Come, come, the tea is still hot.
Ming's mother said, gesturing us over as a servant laid out a piping hot pot of tea. I picked up the pot, pouring two cups. Ming took one and I took the other as we bowed, holding out the cups to her parents. Ming's father paused, not quite grabbing the cup from me.
I don't know. You seem like a troublemaker.
He gave me a hard time. He was promptly slapped upside the head by his wife.
Once the rice is already cooked, it's not time to quibble.
Ming's mother chided him. I did my best not to smile. I'd cooked Ming's rice many times last night. Chuckling, her father took the cup from me.
Welcome to the family.
His pause had made me sweat a little, but I knew he'd done it on purpose. He was a patriarch of a powerful family. He knew how to exude pressure and authority.